In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Brothers and sisters, today we hear how God provides for us, but also it's a command and a way to fulfill a command. Now, the feeding of the 5,000 occurred after the Lord had went into a desert place. It was late. People had nothing to eat. So his disciples said, send the people away so that they could get something to eat. Then he said something that's very important. This is where the command comes. He says, you give them to eat. The apostles said nothing. 5 loaves and 2 fish, that's all they had. So they told him this. And he says, bring them to you. Bring them to me. And so, of course, he prayed, and the loaves multiplied, and the fish multiplied, so that everyone, 5,000 men, besides women and children, were able to eat to the full, and 12 baskets carried all the leftovers, one for each apostle. Of course, this shows God provides, even in a desert place. That's the external meaning, and an important meaning, and a difficult meaning to really inculcate in your hearts. Because later on, only a few chapters later in Matthew, they again were in a desert place, and they again said, the people, they don't even have enough food. The Lord had said, I don't want to send them away hungry. And they said, we have hardly anything. This time they had 7 loaves and a few small fish, an unnumbered amount. And of course the Lord fed them. And that time it was 4,000. So they, even after being fed with the 5,000, the apostles still didn't have strong faith. And there had to be another time when the Lord fed. Perhaps there were other occurrences too that were not detailed in the Gospels. This shows that it's a difficult thing to really believe that the Lord provides. But the most important thing here, if you're going to believe that the Lord provides, this is how you're going to be able to do it. By obeying the Lord when He says, you give it to them to eat. This command applies not just to the apostles. Of course, the apostles are representing the church here, right? The 12 baskets full of fragments is, in a spiritual way, representing the teachings of the church, the dogma of the church, the truth that the apostles contain, and, by extension, their apostles, and their apostles, and their apostles, and so on to now. So the repository of truth is in the church. But it doesn't just occur, it doesn't just mean that it's for the church when the Lord says, give you them to eat, just for the apostles, just for the priests, just for the bishops, maybe for some monks. This is a command given to you. I talked about this last week too, I believe. Really, if you have some trouble in your life, it's because of you, not because of anybody else. If you have some sin that you can't conquer, it's your fault. It's not someone else's fault. Well, there might be circumstances involved. There might be an explanation for why things happen. That's true. But ultimately, it's because of you. And if you're not happy, it's because of you. It's because you look in and not out. The Lord continually, in His ministry, was telling us to always look out to our brother. Always to think of others. And there is a reason for that. Because when you think of others, your faith grows. When you consider others and not yourself, then you have welling up within you the Holy Spirit giving you inspiration and happiness. So here is another application. They're in a desert place and the apostles have no way to feed anyone, and the Lord says, still, you feed them. He doesn't explain how. He just says, you feed them. So they come to Him with what they have. Very little. But they bring it to Him. So, you are commanded. Fathers, mothers, pastors, teachers, everyone. You are commanded to give to eat of those who need to eat. You are commanded to go to others and to be concerned for their welfare and give them what they need. And lest you answer, I don't know what to give them, here's your answer. You bring their needs to God. And you pray for them. We don't pray enough. I've been learning a long and hard lesson. Too long a lesson. And I'd like it to be shorter for you. What you should really do the most for people is pray for them. Bring their needs before God. Now, I don't necessarily mean that you have to detail a laundry list of all the things that they need. God knows. Asking God for mercy upon them is really completely sufficient. But with fervor and with desire. And then you are like the apostles here. You're bringing the loaves and the fish to the Lord and saying, we can't do anything with this. And yet the Lord can. And in the same way, you have some friend who has some malady, a spiritual or physical malady. Usually they're spiritual, aren't they? We all have spiritual maladies. And you don't know how to fix him. You don't have a clue. Bring him to the Lord. And then the Lord will show you. Or perhaps cause something to happen in this person's life to effect some healing. This is a solemn responsibility that you have. And I believe with all my heart, the reason we're mediocre as a people, the reason our churches are small and we're poor as a people, is because we're mediocre as far as caring for one another. And one another, of course, last week we spoke about it. It's everyone. It's everyone. To be like-minded with our fellow man is not just to help those who are of the same faith as us, or the same belief system, or the same social status, or that will get back to us, or any of those things. To be like-minded is to know that everyone is a flesh, and everyone needs God. And what a glorious thing that we, through no worth of our own, have found the church. And the Lord takes care of us. So this is now a great responsibility for you. Absolutely. If you start thinking more of others than yourself, your life will improve. And you will be doing God's work. And God will enlighten you. And what's more, those around you, those that you care about, God will enlighten them in some way that you probably will never understand. You won't see the mechanism. You might not even directly be part of the mechanism. But God will help them. We have no idea how the Lord multiplied the loaves and fish. He just did. So it is with God's grace. It falls on the evil and the good. We don't know how it causes things to grow. But we do know that when we cooperate with God's grace, we grow. And when we don't, then we do not grow. And when we beseech the Lord for mercy upon those whom we love, those who are our friends, and especially those who are our enemies, God will help them in a way we don't know. The wind blows, we don't know how it blows. But we know that we are part of the agency of that wind blowing. What a great privilege it is to be part of God's work. You know, this miracle shows that God deals with His people through His people. He expects us to give to eat. He always has. It's always been that way. We see manifestations of it, of course, in the priesthood, both the Jewish priesthood and then the culmination of the priesthood, the perfection of the priesthood, the Christian priesthood. But it really is in all of your lives. It should be. You're called to reach out to your brother, to your sister, and to the one that you do not consider to be your brother and sister, although all are. You're commanded to do it. That's the way the Lord reaches out to His people. He expects you to help. What a great privilege it is. God gives life. But we must carry that life and be His agent to give it to others. Of course, we can't give life in and of ourselves, but we are His emissaries. We are the ones who are told to give them to eat. And the more you think about this in your life and do it, the more peaceful your life will be. It won't be easy. It won't be simple. Your life will be more complicated because people are complicated. People are messy. You get and you help people, and there's always going to be trouble. But there will be peace in your heart. And God will help both you and them. It's a commandment. So if you read this scripture carefully, it's a commandment first. The most important words in the scripture are, you give them to eat. And then after that, when you say, Lord, I don't know how to give them anything. I don't know what to give them. I don't have much to give them. I have no idea what to do. Then you bring their needs to God. You do it. Don't expect somebody else to do it. That's the most important part of this reading. And of course, God will provide. Now, it's hard. It's hard to believe this, because we see evidence to the contrary. You try to help somebody and they don't get any better or they get worse. So that's evidence with your eyes to the contrary. But you don't know what's happening in their heart. I've been very surprised as a priest. People that I thought were long gone, 10 years later I find something magnificent happened to them. People who had apostatized and I'd lost contact with, later calling me or writing me and thanking me for some small thing that happened 10 years ago, and then later on they got their life together and were baptized and have children and are happy. It occasionally happens. Not that often, but it does happen. What's important is you follow this command, brothers and sisters. This is a command given to you. You give them to eat. So if you have troubles in your life, look to other people's troubles. With God helping you. And then you will help them. And God will enlighten you. May God help you to fulfill this command. Amen.